the brother, Henry, the great sage and eminent junkie. Her heart sinks. "Let me introduce you," he says. "No, really, hey, if we're going to be friends, you got to be friends with my kid brother. We're tight. Jake, hey, Jake." She hasn't noticed the boy standing down by the railing, which guards the sunken polar bear's environment from the rest of the park. But now he turns, and her heart takes a great, giddy leap in her chest. Jake waves and ambles toward them. "Jake's been dreaming about you, too," Eddie tells her. "It's the only reason I know I'm not going crazy. Any crazier than usual, at least." She takes Eddie's hand, that familiar, well-loved hand, and when the fingers close over hers, she thinks she will die of joy. She will have many questions, so will they, but for the time being, she has only one that feels important. As the snow begins to fall more thickly around them, landing in his hair and in his lashes and on the shoulders of his sweatshirt, she asks it. "You and Jake, what's your last name?"
"Torin," he says. "It's German."
Before either of them can say anything else, Jake joins them. And will I tell you that these three lived happily ever after? I will not. For no one ever does, but there was happiness, and they did live. Beneath the flowing and sometimes glimpsed glamour of the beam that connects Shardik the bear and Maturin the turtle by way of the Dark Tower, they did live. That's all. That's enough. Say thank you. Found. Coda. 1. I've told my tale all the way to the end, and am satisfied.